Voting was described as steady by election officials and appeared, as of mid-afternoon, to be on pace to reach the 40% turnout predicted by the town clerk for today's referendum on Hard Rock's proposal to build a resort casino on the grounds of the Eastern States Exposition. Polls are open until 8 p.m. Hard Rock New England President Tim Malin said he was a bit nervous about the outcome of today's referendum.
We're optimistic we're going to get a yes vote, but we're not 100% certain it's happening, so we're trying everything we can to bring out the supporters.
Hard Rock spent nearly $1 million on the referendum campaign for advertising and a get-out-the-vote operation run by a political campaign consultant.
It's the communication of what the benefits and the impacts are. It's for getting people to understand what is the project. I think a lot of information has been coming out that is really just statements of, as if it were true, fear-mongering to some extent.
No Casino West Springfield reported spending just $2,000. Still, Nathan Beck, the head of the group, said it had successfully spread its anti-casino message with a grassroots effort that saw volunteers knock on their neighbors' doors in the town of 30,000 people.
I'm very hopeful that the voters will vote no. I don't want to jinx it. You know, I think this is very winnable. I don't think this is out of range.
In the campaign, Hard Rock stressed the thousands of jobs the casino would provide and the $18 million that is to be paid annually to West Springfield under the terms of the development agreement negotiated with Mayor Gregory Neffinger. Hard Rock will also spend $35 million on infrastructure to improve traffic flow around the Big E Fairgrounds. Casino opponents have stressed traffic concerns and the social ills they say West Springfield will be forced to cope with if it becomes home to a large gambling venue.
The truth is on our side, and I hope the voters see that and will vote no.
A random sampling of voters found strong opinions on both sides.
Yes, I think it would be nice to have something like that down here.
I voted no because I come from a family of gamblers, and that alone is enough said that we don't need a casino in West Springfield.
Jobs. Definitely jobs. My son graduated from college just this past May, and he's getting a job is pretty hard.
Traffic right now, no matter what they're saying, what they're going to do to mitigate traffic. During the Big E, if you've ever driven here, you know what it's like. It'll be like that every weekend. Not interested.
Nobody else is offering us all this money. The casino has to go somewhere. We might as well benefit in this town.
State law requires voters in host communities to ratify the casino development agreement before the operator can apply for a license. Voters in Springfield in July approved the development agreement between MGM and the city. A referendum is set for November 5th on Mohegan Sun's casino project in Palmer. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission is expected to award the lone casino license available in Western Massachusetts by April 2014. Reporting from West Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.